This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, coming off my appearance on Newsmax TV just moments ago. And I must have hundreds of emails, hundreds, as well as dozens of texts waiting from people who watched me on Newsmax TV. It's a hot network right now. And everybody shifted over from Fox News, and every one of them was so happy to see me on there. They hadn't seen me since my show was off the air. But actually, it's, I think, my fourth appearance on Newsmax in the last month or so. And they all agreed with what I said, which is that the Republican Party is basically finished and that we have to form a third party, a Patriot Party. And so many people sent me emails saying, my vote's for a Patriot Party. I'm leaving with Wayne Root. I'm done with this party. The Republican Party has got major, major problems. I won't say it's completely finished yet. I'll say they're in major trouble. They don't know what they're doing. They have no clue what their own voters are thinking. And I told them on the air, I said, you got to understand, man, with my national radio show and all my friends and all my fans, my pulse is with the American people, the American conservatives that supported Trump for president. None of them are leaving. None of them. Trump got all the same people from 2016, and then he added 11 million new voters, 11 million plus new voters. And those people are not leaving Trump, and they don't agree that Trump is history and should be erased from the GOP. And if the GOP believes that, the GOP is extinct. It's done. It's finished. It's absolutely finished. And so I have hundreds of emails and texts waiting saying, saw you on Newsmax, loved you. Best thing I've seen since the day the election was lost on November 3rd. You are the best thing we've seen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got one from guy's name is Jeff. He's in Virginia. He said, I just saw you on the Chris Salcido show on Newsmax, and you were talking about a new Patriot Party. Let me give you my ideas for the planks and the platform. I haven't even read this. I thought I'd read it on the air. So he says, number one is term limits. Got to agree. Totally agree. Number two, Constitution. Agree. Number three, capitalism. Agree. Number four, small government, reduced regulations. Agree. Number five, low taxes, balanced budget. Agree, agree. Number six, pro-law and order. Agree. Number seven, tax breaks for businesses that allow partnership of their businesses by their employees. You know, I don't know where you got that from. That's fine, but that's not, I wouldn't put that in my top 10 planks. So far, we're on the money with, 90%. Number eight, voter ID. Oh, do I agree on that one? Number nine, strong borders. Strong borders. Number 10, no outside state money allowed for state elections. Not sure what that means. I guess he means PACs and super PACs. From California, can't give money to defeat a Virginia congressman, I guess. Number 11, national sales tax instead of an income tax. No need for the IRS. Well, I certainly agree. This is just a start. Let me know how I can help. Jeff in Virginia. Thank you, Jeff. Good stuff. All good. Mostly good. I don't know about tax breaks for businesses that allow part ownership of their businesses by their employees. I don't know. That's fine. I have nothing against it. I don't see that as part of the top 10. But I certainly agree it's a good idea. So everything else is in my top 10. I'm with you. I think number one is voter ID and number two is term limits. Those are the two biggies. Number three is a secure border. So I'm certainly with you. He didn't mention no voting in any language but English. That's a big one. And then if I'm going to list the interesting things that a new political party would stand for, then I need to list what Black Lives Matter stands for. You need to hear what Black Lives Matter stands for. I remember when the Las Vegas Sun, this past Sunday, just 3 days ago, the Sun came out with a commentary, what radicals we all are. Oh, my God, all the Trump voters, terrible radical people, and they used Exhibit A, Donald Trump, and Exhibit B, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root believes such terrible things. This is all a scam, a weapon of mass distortion and distraction. And the goal is to get your eyes off the fact that the Democrats are so freaking radical. You're going to accuse me of being radical for believing in the things we just listed? Lower taxes, less regulations, secure the border, voter ID, term limits. How's that radical? What's radical is what you guys believe in. Black Lives Matter is like a terrorist organization, not because I'm anti-black. Love black people. I may be the most pro-black guy in the entire Republican Party because I'm the only guy in the entire Republican Party who went to an all-black high school and middle school and spent my entire formative years among nothing but black people. So I'm not anti-black. That's the biggest bunch of bull spit I've ever heard in my life. But boy, there's a lot of black people that seem to hate white people in the Democrat Party, including that House Minority Whip yesterday, who at the end of the show, it just came out, he's putting forth a bill to make the black national anthem the new national anthem of America. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me saying I want, you know, the new white national anthem is the new national anthem of America? Can you imagine that? How bizarre that is. Bizarre. All right, so let's go with this new letter, this fundraising letter for Black Lives Matter. Below is our full list of six demands for accountability for this moment. It is critical the public outcry continues for each and every one of them. Here's the six demands of Black Lives Matter. Number one, impeach, convict, and ban Trump from future political office. Why are they so scared of Trump running for office? Because they know they only beat him by stealing the election. Actually, I think they're silly for being upset and being hysterical and being scared of Trump, because I don't see how Trump could ever win again. I don't see how any Republican could ever win again. They just got away with stealing the election. So what's to stop her from stealing the next one and the next one and the next one? I don't even know why they're so worried. And it's probably because the only guy that could beat them, even in a stolen election like he did in 16, is Trump. So they're so scared of Trump beating them. That's what this is all about. How could black people's number one goal being impeached, convicted, and banned Trump from future political office? First of all, we're America. Nobody's banned from future political office. How idiotic. But you know who would go along with this? Most of the Republicans. You know why? Because they want to be the presidential candidate. They don't want it to be Trump's party. They're all stabbing him in the back now. Number two list of demands of the Black Lives Matter. Expel every Republican member of Congress who attempted to overturn the election and incited a white supremacist attack. If you believe the election was stolen because they stopped the counting at midnight, and when they came and ordered everyone to go home when there were no witnesses, then suddenly they won the election. If you think that sounds dirty, if you think that sounds hinky, if you suspect there's something wrong and want to discuss it, you should be literally expelled from Congress. That's what black people think. I didn't know that was a black issue. Number three, launch a full investigation into the ties between the Capitol Police and white supremacy. I don't know where that comes from. I have no idea. It seems to me the black mayor of Washington was warned and didn't put more police out because she wanted them to open the doors, let everyone in, cause a riot, blame it on Trump. I don't think there's anything there about ties between Capitol Police and white supremacy. But, you know, Black Lives Matter sees white supremacists with a hood on behind every single rock in the world. It's the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life. There's like eight people in the whole United States of America who wear a white pointy hat and call themselves KKK or white supremacists. Number four, permanently ban Trump from all digital media platforms. There it is. Ban Trump from all digital media platforms. Really? Based on what? Has he been convicted of a crime? Not that I know of. How can you be banned when you haven't been convicted of a crime? Are you aware that in 2018 the Supreme Court ruled that a sex pervert, sex deviant, convicted of being a pedophile cannot be banned from social media? They have the same right to see the news as the rest of us. Are you aware of that? But not a Republican, not a conservative, not Donald Trump. Permanently ban Trump from all digital media platforms. That makes a lot of sense. Number five, defund the police. Can you imagine they've never gotten rid of that? Defund the police. Defund the police. Now they're blaming it on the white supremacist raid of Capitol Hill. That's why you got to defund the police, because the police were too nice to the people inside the Capitol building. If they'd been black, they would have killed them. Because they're white, they open the door and let them in, open the door and let them out. That's the argument of Black Lives Matter. Okay. We have always known who the police truly protect and serve. And so they're trying to say the police protect and serve white people, and they don't protect black people. Here's the irony, folks. I've known a lot of cops in my life. My uncle was a cop. My godfather was a cop. My next-door neighbor, who I consider like a second father, Tom Lennox, was a cop. Next-door neighbor was an Irish cop. And I grew up with him, and I saw him as a second father to me. I grew up in all Italian neighborhood except for my Irish cop across the street. And he was a cop at Yankee Stadium and in the South Bronx, Fort Apache area. And he took me to Yankee games and brought me on the field to play with the players' kids. And it was the greatest thing of my life, and I loved him like a second father, Tom Lennox. And to think that his goal in life would be to protect white people and to hurt black people is the most ludicrous thing and the most racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life and the most wrong-headed thing I've ever heard in my life. You people, and by that I mean liberals, not black people. Don't think I'm saying you people means black people. You people, meaning liberals who run Black Lives Matter, are mentally ill. There's something wrong with you. Because most white policemen, if not all white policemen, at various times have served in black neighborhoods where their lives are in danger during every second of their shift. And they risk their life for all the good black people in that district. So what you're saying is so wrong. And number six is pass the BREATHE Act. And I don't know what that is, but it says the police were born out of slave patrols. I didn't know that. Did you know the police were born out of slave patrols? I don't think anybody knows that because it's a lie. And they say we need a new radical approach. Yeah, radical. That's the key word. It's a public safety. The BREATHE Act paints a vision of a world where black lives matter through investments in housing, education, health, and environmental justice. Join the BLM movement as a co-signer to these demands. Oh, I know exactly what you're interested in. You just want all the money in the whole world to go to black people's housing, black people's education, black people's health, and black people's environmental justice. What it's called is corruption. What it's called is you want to steal all the money in the pot, all the money in the pie, and leave nothing for anybody else. Even though you make up what? Blacks make up 12% of the population in the United States, and whites still make up just under 70%. You want all the money in the pot and all the pie in the pie crust. And you know what? You're not going to get it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. years.
And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system.
And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Energized Health, sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee were guests on my show three times in the last 3 months, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They drive in from Los Angeles because they don't want to be guests on the phone. They want to be here in person. They want to be face-to-face, and I really do appreciate people like that who understand the importance of seeing people face-to-face, face-to-face without a mask on right in front of me. You know, oh, I don't want to see your face, Wayne. I don't want to see your face, John. Who thinks like that? Only people who aren't in sales, who don't own their own business, who've never made any money, who are hiding and cowering in fear. And certainly not healthy people. If you're healthy, you don't have to worry. 24 hours a day, lose your mind over this stuff. Here's the deal with their program, John and Chelsea Jubilee. It's called Energized Health. It's not about weight loss. This is not Weight Watchers. This is people lose fat fast. This is Fat Watchers. Fat kills people. Fat causes all the diseases of mankind are triggered by fat. And, of course, you do not want to be fat in this day and age. Obesity is the big killer. And stroke, heart disease, you name it. People lose fat fast, still eating most of the food you love. Almost everything I eat, I can still eat. Supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, dramatically increase your brain function. Look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise, no drugs of any kind. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program. I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. Or call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention Wayne Allen Root War and get 40% off. 40% off. 888-444-8895 or energizehealth.com. Make this your New Year's resolution. So what have I talked about in this program? I do not want violence. And at this point, you see what they got with violence. And it really wasn't violence. It was a bunch of immature idiots running around the Capitol building looking like fools. And the result of that is that it just destroyed the entire Republican movement, conservative movement, Trump legacy. It's unbelievable. Democrats committed 4 years of terrorism with Antifa and many Black Lives Matter events. Not that everyone in Black Lives Matter is a terrorist. They're not. But Black Lives Matter is run by communists, Marxists, and their beliefs are Marxist, and their events caused so much damage, $2 billion in property damage, and how many people killed, 30 plus, and how many cops injured, hundreds. And nobody seemed to care but one single small minor event where a bunch of people ran around acting like idiots. And for the most part, doing little or no damage, by the way. I'm not minimizing the poor policeman that was killed, and I have no idea what happened there. And I'm not minimizing the poor gal that was a Trump supporter killed by the police. Not minimizing that. But other than that, it was a bunch of people running around acting like idiots. Nobody did any permanent damage. Nobody burnt the Capitol building on fire, you know, set it on fire or burnt it to the ground. They didn't do anything, really, except act like idiots and set our movement back 20 years by acting like idiots. It's pretty clear now they can get away with anything on the Democrat side. We can't get away with anything. So therefore, think before you do anything. Think before you ruin our entire movement. But I've said many times, if you don't want violence, you don't want a civil war, the answer is secession. But I call it divorce, not secession. And Texas lawmakers are considering secession over life under Democrat Marxism. Several states are interested in the movement. Texas Representative Kyle Biederman is one of the leaders in the effort to save Texas from the Democrat Marxists. And I want to read you just a few things in this story here. Since communism is against the U.S. Constitution, it may be difficult for a court to rule against the Texas exit. And Kyle says Texas lawmakers are getting calls from several states interested in joining their movement. So we'll get Kyle on our show, Kyle Biederman, Texas Representative Kyle Biederman. If you're listening right now, Andrew Paul, my trusty executive producer and booker, get Kyle Biederman, Texas Representative, on the show. I assume by that they mean he's a state senator or state assemblyman. I don't think he's a congressman fighting for secession. I don't think so, but he could be. We'll see. Either way, I agree. Secession is like divorce. All I want is the United States to be more like the EU. Every nation in the EU has a separate nation, separate laws, separate tax system, but they're under the umbrella of the EU, and they consider themselves the European Union. We're Europeans. We're all Americans, but you could be under the umbrella of America and still have very strong states' rights and separate states that believe in very different things with different government, different rules for lockdowns and masks, different rules for taxes and regulations, and people can move, which is a free market, where they need to. Let their feet do the walking. I am for a divorce in the United States of America. Mommy's a liberal, daddy's a conservative. We need a divorce.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Impeachment is an itch that doesn't go away with just one scratch. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking on the House floor. President Donald Trump is the first president in history to be impeached twice by the U.S. House. The final vote was 232 to 197, 10 Republicans joining Democrats in approving of the latest impeachment against the president. One of those Republicans, Congressman Liz Cheney, is facing calls to be kicked out of her position as the number three Republican in the House after she voted for impeaching the president. A poll just out from the McLaughlin Group shows that 60% of voters in battleground states viewed Democrats impeaching President Trump a second time as a waste of time. The poll saying lawmakers should be focused on COVID relief and not impeaching President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We'll get right to our guest, Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney, independent counsel. He and his wife, Victoria Tensing, members of Trump's legal team, and we'll get right to it. Joe, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Wayne.
So I thank you for all you did with Trump's legal team, but it sure was a losing battle when you can't get one judge in this whole country to even look at the evidence, right? Isn't that true? I always say to my listeners, nobody said the evidence wasn't there. That's a lie. Nobody ever looked at the evidence, right?
I think, but really, there was one court that looked at the evidence, and that was the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They wrote an amazing opinion. The dissents in that case show how solid the president's case was. The Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court dissented from the ruling. The majority opinion actually said, yes, there were violations of Wisconsin law. Yes, we violated the Constitution. Yes, there were serious problems with mail-in ballots. Yes, there were people who got absentee status who violated the Wisconsin Constitution. But it's too late, and we don't think the remedy of disqualifying those votes is something we can do. What happened in that case was the court admitted that, in fact, the Trump position was correct, but they weren't going to provide a remedy. I urge all of your listeners to look at the dissents in the Wisconsin case and see the incredible analysis that was done of what was wrong under Wisconsin law with the election in that one state. For those who say that the president never presented any arguments, that's just regrettably they're wrong. And the Wisconsin case clearly establishes in some of the most elegant judicial writing I've ever seen that the president's position was well-founded in Wisconsin. And so, you know, that's just, unfortunately, we couldn't get the Supreme Court to take the Pennsylvania or the Texas case. And when the court did that, it really decided that it was not going to get involved, and it sent a signal to every other court in the country, state and federal, that they should stay out of this and leave it to the political branches. And what did we get with that? We got an impeachment today in 7 hours with no hearings, no witnesses, no documents, and in fact, in the articles of impeachment, they don't even say what the words were that the president spoke that allegedly constituted an impeachable offense. Today, in the Capitol, we had one of the most grotesque events in the history of the Republic, an impeachment with nothing.
Well, and there's a bunch of things I want to get to. It's hard to even spit it all out, Joe. I'm glad I've got you here, but I want to jump back to Wisconsin for just a minute, then we'll get back to the impeachment. To me, even though that ruling sounds the best of any of the rulings we got in the whole country, it also is very confusing to me because it almost sounds like, hey, someone robbed a bank, they stole everyone's life savings who worked their whole life to get those life savings, and now it's just too late. They already robbed it, so let's not go back and revisit that. Let's not put anyone in jail. Let them keep all the stolen money. That's crazy. It just doesn't make sense if you believe
it
was stolen.
Because what it does is it defies the rule of law. It tells people that when you take recourse in the courts, you aren't necessarily going to get a fair hearing or a just result. That is a horrible message to send to people when the rule of law is under assault by the left, by the big tech giants, when free speech is under assault by the left and by the big tech giants. What happened to Parlay is a cautionary tale to everybody that we are in a dangerous time where censorship and the suppression of free speech is happening now on a regular basis with the consent of the media, the people who are supposed to be the keepers of the First Amendment have become its worst enemy. This is a very dangerous time in American history. And I was glad to see the president just 5 minutes ago give a national speech where he indicated that he wants peace and calm. He wants a return to the rule of law. He wants anybody who's going to demonstrate on the inauguration around the country to do so nonviolently. not violate the law.
Of course.
No disorderly conduct. And, of course, we all agree with that, and we all agree that what happened on January 6th was a disgraceful display of illegal conduct by people who should all be prosecuted and locked up to the fullest extent of the law.
Right. But having said that, I mean, I was participating in so many Trump events, Joe, for six years. Never saw one iota of violence ever. The best salt of the earth people in the world.
Agreed.
And somehow, because a few idiots ran amok and the Capitol Police opened the doors, which no one could have explained to me what that means. Why did they open the door to the Capitol and let them in? They ran amok and acted like idiots.
I think the point that you've made is very well taken, and that is that there needs to be a thorough investigation of who the perpetrators were. I understand there are at least 170 cases that are pending with federal authorities, and I'm glad they're doing that. And maybe as a result of those investigations, we will learn more about the genesis of this. It's quite obvious from what happened that this was pre-planned. It had nothing to do with the speeches by the president and other people on the ellipse behind the White House. This was pre-planned, and things were planted ahead of time, like the pipe bombs and other things, which were not made during the speech. So it's fairly obvious that there's much to be learned, and we need to learn about it. But it's also true that there were some Trump supporters who regrettably violated all the tenets of the Trump movement and engaged in acts of violence and assaulted police officers. And we need to find out who all those people are, and they all need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
But let me tell you something. I've given speeches my whole life, and I'm a very rousing speaker. I get standing ovations wherever I go, Joe. And I'm sure I've given speeches. We got to run up the hill. We got to fight. We got to fight. We got to take back our country. If someone goes out and murders someone after that, how did I tell them to murder somebody? Trump didn't tell anybody to hurt or murder or damage. Nothing.
No, of course, nothing that the president said was in any way inflammatory or incendiary or inciting of a riot. And indeed, I watched the president when he gave the speech, and I've watched the speech several times since then, and it was fiery, and it was
which is fine,
rousing, but that's what political speech is, and nothing in that speech meets the test of anything involving inciting to riot. Alan Dershowitz has analyzed it; he's absolutely right, and it certainly was not an impeachable offense.
You know what it reminds me of, though, Joe Djigenovic, reminds me exactly of the Ukraine phone call. It's the same thing. I read that phone call script, and he did nothing wrong and said nothing wrong. Then I listened to it, and he did nothing wrong and said nothing wrong. And they impeached him on that. They didn't find him guilty, but they impeached him. So he's now been impeached twice on a speech and a phone call that are completely normal and completely legal, and there isn't anything about them that are impeachable. It's amazing.
I couldn't agree more, and it's very, very sad, and I think the Democrats are going to rue this day. They are going to wish. I know they are so drunk with power right now in light of the defeat of the two candidates in Georgia, and they're taking over the Senate by virtue of Vice President Kamala Harris being the one who now casts the tie-breaking vote, that they are simply drunk with power. And that's why it is a dangerous time, because there is no governor on them, because the press, which used to serve as that governor, has now gone to the dark side and is part of the Democratic Party. And so there is no recourse. And since we are being deprived of free speech on the internet by the big five, the big tech companies, things are very, very ugly. And I think the tech companies have created a monstrous situation, which is exceedingly dangerous. Suppressing free speech in an open society creates dangerous, people will resort to other methods. And I think that is why this is so dangerous, what the tech companies are doing.
Well, listen, everything, when you talk about violence, all I've seen for 4 years, Joe, of Trump's presidency is liberals preaching violence, screaming they're going to assassinate Trump, they want to assassinate Trump, they will assassinate Trump, they're rooting for the assassination of Trump, and Republicans and conservatives going to Tea Party events under Obama, and then later going to Trump events, and nothing but the nicest salt of the earth people I've ever met in my life.
No
Nobody
doubt about
ever
it.
Has anything to say about violence.
About
And yet we now aren't able to talk, and we think we've been cheated out of an election. We think we're being cheated out of being able to speak now. We think that with a 50-50 tie in the Senate, they're going to shove everything they've ever wanted, socialist and Marxist, down our throats. And you don't think the result is going to be some violence? Not that I want it. I don't. But it's got to be violence, because when you tell people they have no voice and you ruin their life with taxes and regulations and you open the borders and let the whole world in and you silence them on social media, of course some people are going to get violent because they don't feel any other way to get their point across. They're causing the violence.
Yeah, well, I think people must not resort to violence, no matter how deprived they think they are, because it serves no useful purpose in all.
Well, we just proved that, right? We proved it kills our whole movement.
I think what people have to do is they have to organize, they have to fight back with political activity, they have to get reengaged in politics, they have to support their candidates that they believe in, no matter who it is. I think people have to become deeply engaged in the political process and in what needs to be now the free speech movement, which started in the 1960s at Berkeley, and now the free speech movement is starting on the right instead of the left this time around. So
yes, it is.
It's not pretty. It's not fun. 60 years after the free speech movement in Berkeley, we now have to have a rejuvenation of the free speech movement on the right.
And the left's going to say, you can't have it. I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, in order to win the free speech movement, Joe, you need some ability to speak. And they're going to cut off our ability to speak at the legs. So I don't know. I'm praying we can fight. Yeah. Joe DeGeneva, we're running. Former U.S. attorney.
Thank you,
independent
Wayne.
Counsel. Thank you for
Thank
all you,
you
do, Joe.
Thank
we love
you.
And appreciate you. Happy New Year.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Wayne Allyn Root, I'm just not sure what the chances of winning are when, A, you have no voice, and they've cut off your voice on purpose. And B, they're coming after you criminally when you've done nothing wrong, trying to ruin your life. And C, you know they stole an election. They're going to steal every election, so your vote doesn't matter. Tell me how you win those. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, it's Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show. I wanted to mention my book, Trump Rules. It is, it's not about politics, not about Trump ruling politically. Obviously, he's not ruling politically now, although you don't know. He may rule politically. You know, Biden may win the election and Trump may be the winner. I remember when the gal was runner-up in Miss America, and she wound up winning because Miss America had some nude photos. Wasn't it Vanessa Williams? And the gal who was runner-up wound up winning Miss America, and I wound up getting a pretty decent career herself in TV and movies. And so, who knows? You know, you don't know if the one that comes in second winds up the winner. Because he becomes the opposition, the loyal opposition. He runs his own TV network. And the next thing you know, Donald Trump is the one who's the most popular one in America and keeps his 74 million voters. And Joe Biden loses almost everyone he had by destroying the American economy and locking down America. Who knows what Joe Biden's going to do? It's going to turn everybody off. But I guess is almost everything he does will turn off most people when the economy collapses. And so you don't know whether Trump's going to rule or not, but I know one thing. Trump always finds a way to rule, whether it's in politics, whether it's in business, whether it's in branding, whether he goes back to Celebrity Apprentice, whether he goes back to book deals and winds up selling millions of copies of books. He's always a winner. And I isolated the top 10 rules of Donald Trump that he's used his whole life to win at everything, even the things he loses at, because there's lots of failures in Trump's life, but he always comes back bigger and better than ever before. Lots of failures. But always comes back bigger and better. So, Trump Rules, number one bestseller at Amazon, and great New Year's gift for you. For anyone in your life who wants to make money and has ambition or owns their own business or wants to, anyone who's in sales, but also for you. Great gift for you. Give it to you as a New Year's gift to change your life and make your life better. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. So, Trump was impeached by the House for a second time, first president in history to ever be impeached twice. Ho-hum, I'm yawning. You notice I didn't even make it the biggest news story on the show? It's almost hour number two. We're just a couple of minutes away from hour number two, and I finally mentioned that Trump was impeached for the second time because it doesn't matter. It's completely meaningless again. Just like the last time with the Ukraine phone call, he came out of it more popular than ever before in his life after the impeachment, and then COVID came. Gee, surprise, surprise. China said, we got to defeat this guy one way or the other, and they just made him more popular by impeaching him, and so they sent this horrible thing our way. And now they've impeached him a second time over nothing. I've read his speech and listened to his speech. He did nothing wrong at all. At all. And the Republican Party's headed for a Brexit-style civil war, no question in my mind. And from everything I've read, it's impossible the Senate will convene in time and he will never be convicted. So the whole thing is for nothing, as usual. But it's important to note when you talk about China making a decision to send a terrible virus our way to hurt Trump, destroy the economy, destroy capitalism, destroy America's boot on China's neck, is this article I found at Zero Hedge. In his final act, Trump administration will present bombshell findings blaming the Wuhan lab for COVID-19 and the WHO cover-up, World Health Organization cover-up. They will present dramatic new evidence that the virus which causes COVID leaked from a Wuhan lab. Who didn't know that? And this is the Daily Mail reporting this, a liberal organization. The outgoing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will make a bombshell announcement that SARS-CoV-2 did not naturally jump from bats to humans through an intermediary species, was instead cultured by scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where both Chinese and foreign experts have warned of shoddy biosecurity for years. And, of course that's how it happened. Meanwhile, China scrapped hundreds of pages of information spanning over 300 studies, including some which discuss passing diseases from animals to humans. Pompeo is set to cite close links between the Institute and the People's Liberation Army. He will point out its highest security section has always had a dual military and civilian purpose. He is also expected to accuse the World Health Organization of assisting in a Chinese cover-up by refusing to probe the lab's possible role. And MIT Harvard doctor Allison Chan has been investigating the origins of the pandemic. Doesn't think the WHO is suited to conduct any investigation. If it emerges the virus did come from the lab, China will become the pariah of the world. Are you just figuring this out now, though? I'm laughing that Trump and Pompeo are just announcing this now and acting as if no one thought this before. I thought this on my show for a year now. Come on, the strongest evidence of a crime is a cover-up. The Chinese authorities have provided that. They fought ferociously to inquiry into the pandemic's origins, their repeated obstruction of the World Health Organization's fact-finding missions. Anybody who sees that and doesn't think that is a sign is out of your mind and an idiot. And even now, the WHO investigators are being prevented from assessing the laboratory in Wuhan. Experts have been questioning the Chinese authorities' account of the events for a year now. Finally, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about to make a direct accusation. Why'd you wait this long? Was it because Trump thought he'd be reelected and didn't want to get in hot water with the Chinese? And he knows they hold other viruses over our heads? Maybe they're going to release something even worse? But now he figures he's out as president, so go ahead and say whatever you want to say. Finally tell the truth. Is that what it is? I don't know. I don't get it. It's pretty clear the Chinese released this. It's pretty clear they're either incredibly corrupt or incompetent. And it got out by mistake, and then they thought, what the hell, it's going to destroy our country and our economy, might as well make sure it destroys the world, let everybody board airplanes and spread it around the world. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.